This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And my guest, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon. Thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Sean. I hope everybody's doing good on this semi-rainy afternoon.
I think we're making it, and there's it's been a heck of a week when it comes to what you do for the state of Alabama, and a meeting that's been going on this week. The Gulf Council meeting?
That's correct. The Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council meeting is the full title.
And what is that? Who is that? What do they do?
Okay, so that is the body that is compromised of the five Gulf states. And it's an advisory body to provide regulatory advice and management advice to the National Marine Fisheries Service for fisheries in the Gulf of Mexico. So it's a body that has 17 members and has members from each state, and they vote on different issues. It's a pretty intricate organization. There's a lot of very smart people that work at the council on the staff, and they prepare documents, but it's just the way that we govern the federal fisheries in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so with that being said, that's how the federal side makes its decision, and then on the state side, we apply those decisions. Is that right?
That's correct. The Gulf Council makes the recommendations to National Marine Fisheries Service, and they have to ensure that it meets all the legal requirements and things, and then they usually approve those things. And then when the rules are promulgated or the fishery management plans are presented, well, then the states generally accept them. And that's where, like the grouper fishing and the red snapper fishing and things like that, that's where it starts.
Okay. So, these are not going to be our inshore species, but offshore species and reef fish. And that's kind of what we want to get into, because the all eyes on red snapper, even though there's other reef fish in the mix, and we talk about those on the outdoor show as well with you, but all eyes focused on what's happening with red snapper. Last year ended up having to pause red snapper season a little bit early. Can you go back and tell people what happened last year on that?
Sure. So last year we opened Memorial Day weekend for 4-day weekend, and people went fishing at an incredible rate. The weather was relatively good. But the biggest challenge was COVID. Outdoor activities were deemed to be safe. And so our state parks and our fishing took the impact of that. So we saw great participation in the parks, and the number of people that went boating and fishing was absolutely incredible. So very early on, the red snapper fishery started to accumulate some pretty high numbers. And so we closed a little sooner than we anticipated. And people didn't have anywhere else to go. You could not go to theme parks. You couldn't go to travel baseball or do those other events, but you could go fishing. And so we were glad that we could do that. It just made a little bit of an adjustment to the season. And then we reopened later in the fall so that we could fish the rest of our 2020 quota.
And that's the key here, the quota, right? So this is a tonnage that is out of the Gulf states you talked about. They determine the size of the pie, the total tonnage in the Gulf, and then we have, 28% or something like that of that tonnage that we get to fish?
We have about 26% of the catch for the Gulf of Mexico. So for a small state, that's a pretty good chunk. Florida has the biggest at around 45 or 46%. And so we're second to Florida, if you think about it. They have a lot more coastline than us. We have 3% along the Gulf of Mexico, but we've invested very heavily into this this amazing reef complex that we have off the state of Alabama. And so that's the benefit of it, is that we have a substantial abundance of reef fish and red snapper in particular.
So with that being said, there were coming off of last season, even though you paused and then picked up then later in the fall to fish out the allotment, there was word that we were going to be penalized, even less days to fish than last year. So what was the understanding there? Why was that being brought to bear?
So when we moved to state management, there was there's a contract essentially between us and the federal government. It's called Amendment 50 through the Gulf Council that allows the states to manage the size and bag limit and the season limit, but the federal government still provides the allocation for the season. And so they use a system called MRIP, and that's where the total number of pounds comes from, and they dole out the pounds. Alabama gets 26%. Well, we record it in snapper check numbers, and so they call those two different currencies, and that there was a calibration to take snapper check numbers and put them back into the MRIP numbers. And so when we do that, the federal government says that we fish at a rate about twice or more than what we feel like we really do. But they say that you have to bring those pounds to be consistent because you got to peg it back to their currency. And to do that, they said that our quota and snapper check numbers would actually be half of the 1.1 million pounds that we were fishing to the last 2 years. We disagreed with that. We have concerns with that. And that's why we wanted to move to state management, is that we better understand the quantity of fish that are coming in and what the reef zone can take, what kind of effort it can handle, and that we have a much better management style. And so that was what the bear this year was the calibration was going to come into effect, and they were going to reduce our quota to about 547,000 pounds. And we have a great red snapper count coming out, which conservatively said there were three times more fish in the Gulf of Mexico. So we were waiting on that to be kind of thrown in the mess with what they call an interim assessment, and to get some catch advice from the Science and Statistical Committee to say, you should be able to fish this many fish in the Gulf of Mexico, hoping that our quota would go up and it would kind of work itself out. We would still fish around 1 million pounds. Well, the challenge is the Science and Statistical Committee met, and they included what we call the overfishing limit. They moved it up by about 10 million pounds, which tells you that things must be in pretty good shape if you moved up your overfishing limit by 10 million pounds. But then they set the acceptable biological catch, the amount you can really catch, at 15.4 million pounds, which was only 300,000 pounds above where we were fishing. So we were in the same boat, so to speak, to use a bad pun. And they were going to institute that calibration, and we were going to fish 547,000 pounds. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the fishing level that we have historically done here in Alabama. And so things were, a lot of things were on the table this week. And it was a challenging week, but at the end of the day, Alabama's going to come out okay for the next 2 years, I think.
Yeah,
we still have some work to do.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, but let me put on top of this the story that most people saw, and I cautioned them at that point when you and I had been talking about this for months on the Outdoor Show, along with Mike Ward, but the Great American Snapper Count came out, and the news ran wild with it that, you know, it's three times the fish that the former estimates that they were working off said, you know, we had three times the tonnage or the biomass of snapper in the Gulf than they had said. So with that, a bunch of people assumed then that meant, well, we'd triple what we had done in years past. But you're talking about a situation where you were fighting to be able to retain what we had just last year with the old information.
That's correct. And so even when you know that your biomass has increased, you can't just automatically triple your catch effort. It just, in any management plan, it doesn't really work that way. You have to look at some other things, the age of the fish, the location of the fish. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but we felt like there was going to be a reasonable increase, you know, 25 or 30% at least, and that it could not come out. When you only moved up 300,000 pounds from 15.1 to 15.4 million, it didn't really give us a lot of room to work with, and didn't seem to give the Great Red Snapper Count the credit that it really deserved. There's a lot of money spent on this. Some of the best minds in the Gulf of Mexico that work in the fisheries world put this together. And this was a conservative estimate. The errors were all toward the conservative side, or the variances in the study for the science folks. We're all geared towards this being a very conservative estimate.
Yeah, so it hedges to the conservative side. So that information comes out. So now we're talking about, you mentioned we're going to be able to retain, and we'll get into the details for this season, but this goes for another 2 years. Then what happens?
So we'll still have to address that calibration issue. And so what I want to look at is that we need to reallocate the fish. We need to get a full stock assessment done, which is coming, and it takes a couple of years. That's why I wanted to try and move this calibration off just a little bit. We've been in very consistent fishing in the Gulf of Mexico in this fishery for the last 5 years, and the stock is fine. The overfishing limit was set extremely high. We are not going to come anywhere near that. So we're safe as far as a negative impact to the fishery. But we need to figure out a different method to reallocate the fish other than using those MRIP numbers. And so I think it's an abundance number, how many fish are off of your area or your state. Mississippi and Alabama are kind of joined in that. And I think that we can look at an allocation that is similar to what we have now, but it's based on an abundance, not some historical data that I think is inaccurate.
So in those 2 years, I mean, that's the deadline to get all this done, or what? That we'd be punished somehow, or what would happen after 2 years?
That the calibration would go into effect, and it would move us back to whatever the ABC, that acceptable biological catch limit is for whatever year. So we did ask that the Science and Statistical Committee review some other data that is coming into that has come available, include it with the Great Red Snapper Count, and look at being able to move that ABC, that catch level up for each year. So we may see some bumps related to that, and a better number to work with amongst the states for allocation. So it's still a little bit of a tough road ahead, but I think we'll get there. We'll work with all the states, the Gulf Council, and the National Marine Fisheries Service to try and develop a plan that is better suited to dividing those fish equitably amongst the states. All the states not really getting access to the number of fish that they should, is the way we kind of look at it right now, that we need, based on the numbers that are out there, a little more access. And this applies to all of the fisheries.
Meaning outside of red snapper?
Yes, like eventually we need to look at managing other fisheries differently. Because
what about triggerfish, amberjack? Are you talking about those?
Those two are on my radar. That's why we made those mandatory in snapper check, is that we can look at potentially doing something different with those, using an abundance off the state, and having better access to those fish.
Hey, we're talking to a director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, the Gulf Council meeting this week, and vote going on that now gives us 2 years. So let's talk about this. With all that being said, I know a lot of people are hanging on for this. What does our season look like for 2021? I know it's brand new after yesterday's meeting, but do you have an idea kind of what we will expect to be fishing this year?
Well, since it looks like we'll be at about the same number of pounds we were the previous 2 years, we're waiting for the final number. That does come from the National Marine Fisheries Service, but it should be somewhere around 1 million pounds, 1.1 million pounds. That's what we're anticipating setting the season for. I've been in discussion with the commissioner, so I think we'll set a season here maybe in the next week or so and make an announcement. But, I mean, to be realistic, it's probably going to be similar to what we've done these long weekends to provide the most access to the most people. And I realize that some people don't like that. We don't have a perfect plan for the access. You know, we want to spread it out a little bit. So we'll see how the numbers shake out. I anticipate the commissioner agreeing to some season here in the next few days. And so if you're not signed up to get the notices at OutdoorAlabama.com, I would encourage people to do that. The press release will come straight to them. But I'm just excited that we should be able to fish around that 1 million pounds this year. And we've fought very hard for that. And the snapper check data is what we use. It is very important. That's how we fight the battle.
Well, and I want to make sure people know this, too, because most people don't pay attention until they just, you know, find out when they're going to be able to snapper fish. But you, along with Kevin Anson and all your crew there, have worked hard. I mean, I you know, watched what y'all did over the months, let alone was listening to the events of this week. And y'all really went to the mat here for our state and for fishing. And that is really appreciated, because I think there's a lot of people who don't realize how close we were to not even having the dates we're going to get this year. I mean, it was not a foregone conclusion. It was a chance that we might not have gotten anything like this.
It was within a couple of votes, to be honest with you. So it takes a lot of effort. Kevin Anson, who sits actually on the council, and I work together to help work our way through the process. And Kevin did a great job. Kevin does a great job of presenting the data and presenting Alabama's side. And those SNAP Protect numbers are crucial to that, to show what we really do here in Alabama. I know people felt like, hey, I gave you those SNAP Protect numbers, now they're going to use them against us. And in a way, that's true, but we're also going to use it to continue to try and fight for what we feel Alabama should have in this red snapper fishery, and potentially down the road in amberjack and triggerfish, since they're now mandatory reporting, because it's the same challenge. You know, we think some of those numbers are not accurate. There's going to be an assessment of greater amberjack coming up that's going to be similar to the great red snapper count. So good things coming.
And just for people that have a question about it, the reason for the four day weekends basically is to stretch out. I mean, because if you did it concurrent days and opened it, we wouldn't get the bulk of the summer. It'd be a June thing almost and be over.
Sure, and it would only be a week or two straight through if you did that, because the people who had the opportunity to take vacation or something at that particular time would go. And our goal is to allow the greatest number of people to have access to the fishery. So the only way, with the amount of pounds that we have and the amount of people that want to go fishing, is to try and spread it out. So if we do a Friday through Monday, that gives you a weekday on either side of the weekend, so that if you're traveling, it gives you an opportunity. If you're local and you work shift work or different things, you can avoid those peak Saturdays. So it was to help address as many of the concerns as we can. Again, it's not perfect, but it's the best way to provide the most access to the largest number of people and spread that out throughout the season. And naturally, with Snap Protect, when things like the storms hit, we make the adjustment. You know, those are not lost days. We will still continue to fish to the number. That's what I would remind folks.
Versus days.
To the number.
Right, which it used to be.
Correct.
If people hadn't been paying attention, when it was federal control, we fished days, not number. So even if we were in the middle of a tropical storm or a hurricane, they assumed that people, you know, X number of people went fishing that day and caught X number of fish, right?
That's correct. So those days were all you have. And so if one state had good weather, they got to fish. One state had bad weather and they didn't, it is what it is. And then so our federal four hire, they're fishing start June 1st for 63 straight days, because their quota is smaller. But
that's charter boats,
but when they
right?
lose days,
federal four hire is charter boats. Okay,
that's correct. But if they lose a day to weather, that's a day that's lost to them. And so some states sometimes benefit. Sometimes states will take a little hit because of the weather. So I think last year they did pretty well, even with the COVID in place and the storms. The Alabama anglers got chances to go. And so I think with the private angler season this year, we are probably not going to set a hard close date. We've decided to kind of leave it open, and we're going to post semi-weekly the effort. Well, we'll have a graph so you can see how much catch has been done each weekend, and so that you can kind of track it. We will track it, and you can kind of see, okay, well, you're only going to have a few more weekends. And we're doing that instead of doing a hard closure date, because that way people, they're not nervous about, oh my gosh, it's coming up and it's going to close. If you watch that graph, you will see where the weather impacts it. You will see it drop or flatline on the graph when there's a bad weather weekend. So we're just going to wait until we assume that the quota has been met for the season. But, you know, it's still going to be great opportunities. When we have good weather, we fish about 150,000 pounds on a good Saturday, which is, just so you know, is the entire quota for the state of Mississippi.
That we do that in one day's time.
We do that in one day.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to be looking forward to getting the ink dry on those dates, but we have a general idea, and we sure appreciate you and Kevin and everybody with Alabama Marine Resources, the work you're doing to fight to keep these days on the water for us. So I appreciate it, and tell everybody that we all appreciate their work.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you called in and made some comments. The public make comments that are very important, and the council listens to those. So thanks for the opportunity, Sean, and hope to see you out there on the water.
Absolutely. There he is, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, our guest right here on Midday Mobile. We'll be right back.